It's time for the emergency break of the
They're
week.
They're everywhere.
Your tape replacement surgery?
Excuse me? Never heard of that.
Back up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Well, we're just firing off questions, random questions, right?
Breaking surgical news here.
They have to be legitimate questions, and we've never heard of tape replacement surgery.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's not. I'm no medical expert. I'm just asking questions. Wow. We're having fun here now.
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
What is an hourly sounder?
It's unbelievable how much I still enjoy that.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates of what happened here on the ticket or maybe somewhere else in the broadcasting world this week, and then you can vote on it, at least for another week, at 888-787-1310. Technical issues, yes, they're funny, but they're not quite as funny as they used to be because we have so many of them. But this one is truly amazing. A, it's amazing that these guys are back on the e-break, the T-Box.
You're kidding me. This is like 20 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Now, this isn't their fault. It's the fitness show George DeJean and the T-Box trying to have crosstalk. The T-Box is on remote, and somehow, and this is a first. I've never heard the echo send to where...
What is that?
Not only are they hearing the echo at the remote site, but you can hear it on the air. This is amazing. This is an engineering marvel here for candidate number one.
Where's the T-Box today?
Don't put your cell phone by
your
breasts. Can you hear us, George?
I can barely hear you.
Oh. Kern, can you hear that? Or Dave?
Hold on. Let me see if I can put the earphones up. Hold up.
And we're hearing you feedback.
We're hearing you feedback.
So we're hearing what you're saying twice.
Okay, we're getting an echo.
All right, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Test. 1, 2, 3.
I got you now.
All right.
I'm on double though, Dave.
Yeah,
you hear that?
We're hearing you twice.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Please.
Please.
What? Hello?
All right, so Rick, when I speak, it's repeating itself.
Repeating itself.
All right. Let's do this. You can't get
that. So wheels off. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go to break if you can't. Because you sound fine to us.
All right, so let's do that because this is just frustrating. We won't understand each other. If you don't hear what I have going on, I can hear myself twice. I don't even like hearing myself the first time. T-Box, coming up next, 8 o'clock to Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
God almighty.
Wow. Boy, that's a first, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It sounded like George thought they were playing a gag on him first.
What are you doing to me? Let me put my headphones on.
Just don't do that to me.
I'm going to the internet and doing the research.
Number one, what is the maneuver of putting the headphones up and what would that fix?
I put my headphones up every day. I put them in my drawer of my desk.
T-Box, back once again. That's not their fault. That's an engineering issue there.
No, I'd say we put that on Craig Rosengarten, just for the fun of it.
All right, Craig Rosengarten's up for another e-break.
It actually kind of is their
fault. Put the onus on him.
Because I think there is a T-Box self-engineered remote there.
What is a self-engineered remote?
They sell some of their own remotes, and so they hire they're hiring Kern, as it turns out, but they hire their own engineer to do the remote.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Well, it turned out great.
Curtain for you a little bit there.
Turned out great.
Wow. Put it on the T-Box.
That's on the T-Box. Candidate number two comes to us from the hard line. Now, this is not the hard line's fault. This is an engineering issue when they're at Summer Bash and they can't hear that they're back. And this seems to happen damn near every day. But here you go.
Ones to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
This hour of the hard line brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning.
He's our old school pioneer of the sports talk craft and a drop machine. Listen to Norm Hitzkus tomorrow morning 10 till noon on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, we're back.
Copy points. Awesome.
Hey, Danny.
I give this to Miguel.
Hey, guys. We're back.
Dan Paul.
Put a headset on.
Want to do a show on cigarettes?
Hey, anybody listening?
Die.
Danny.
Hey, guys.
Right here.
Hello.
That's a sked. Yeah.
Dan okay. Paul.
Hey, Danny.
Okay, those are the good copy points in your left hand.
I'll call them.
Okay, these are the ones we got to hit.
Hey.
Hey, sponsors. Anybody listening?
I mean, Mike.
We do okay.
Corby.
Is there an engineer listening?
This one. Epen air conditioning and care.
Anybody listening?
Hey, fellas.
I hope you die.
Hey, guys.
Danny.
Hope you fall into
hey,
the
guys. Pool.
Mothership at Victory Plaza, heart of the ABC. Oh,
wow. Holy mackerel.
Isn't that a mess?
God.
I wonder if you see anyone fall into the pool.
I don't know. It was probably one of those drunk guys out there. But I just think it's funny the way they're trying to hand-hold Mike through something. Use those coffee points, Mike. Okay. What do we need to hit? Just make my hands move.
All right, there's another engineering meltdown to consider for the e-break. Candidate number three, speaking of Danny, one Dan Paul is up for an e-break for making maybe one of the worst copy points ever during a live spot. Corby was telling you to get gum out for your engine, and Danny thought he would add this.
Or two Regain Complete Fuel System cleaners for $10. Either way, you're ahead of the game using your Motorhead with gum out.
I have a question.
What?
If you get hungry, can you eat gum out? Hello?
Wingstop's boneless wings are better than ever.
Wow. And they just ended the spot.
That's it.
I wish old Monica had used that product on the blue dress.
Oh, my gosh. So those are your three candidates. Yeah. That's really timely. Some more fake Clinton talking president. About Monica Lewinsky.
That is your sensitive spot.
It is.
You hate Clinton Lewinsky jokes.
Oh, gosh. It's so old.
You were saying they were out of date the week after the story broke.
No. Once we got into...
It was a few decades
late
ago.
Aughts.
I'll give that to you.
Late aughts is when I thought it was a little old. Okay. So is it the T-Box? Is it the Hardline Engineering Meltdown? Or is it Danny's Copy Point? 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
You do it from here?
No. You can punch it up in there. It's all right.
Doing it on there.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, sports caller. You're on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I would like to vote for George's vaginal.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
What's Gumout's first name?
I don't know.
Dat?
Jame?
Dat? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Vaginal slice scoreboard.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Who wins?
George's triple sack chong chong.
I'm telling you, this is going to be the last week we take votes. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
That black SOB, Buddy Lee.
Oh, my.
What? Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Danny.
Okay, there you go. That's how you vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, I like to register a responsible vote.
Okay, thank you,
Let's
sir.
Let's hear it.
I vote that you're responsible for firing Barry Bunch.
Jeez. Isn't that a rest? A guy that's traffic still force in year one.
That's still funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal size.
That's not funny. Hi, you're on that's Sports Radio votes. 1310, the ticket.
Am I on Sports Page Talk?
Yep.
Give me the gum out.
There you go.
I'm surprised that's getting so many votes.
Why?
I thought Echo Talk would just run away with it here this morning. That's one of the most confusing things I've ever heard. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Mike Ducey's Beijing style number two.
Wow.
Sorry, Mike.
Beijing.
Hi.
Beijing style.
You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Mr. Dunham, may I vote for the hardline?
Yes, you may.
There you
Thank
go.
You, sir. That's
you
the way
anything
to
else to say?
Nope. Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Let me do a respectful vote for the T-Box. A shout-out to Race Week and Ducey's Doozy.
What's up?
Okay. Man, there you go.
A lot of shout-outs.
That's
there.
A great vote, Derek.
Hear about it wherever
Hello. You still do that, Ducey's Doozy?
Occasionally.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Users?
Yep.
You there?
Yeah, talk.
It's fake time.
Anyone there?
Talk.
Who is this?
Users?
Okay, that's a hardline vote. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Danny, Corby, can you hear me?
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I would like to vote for the Hardline Meltdown, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Who are
girl,
you?
Girl, you go ahead there.
Who are you?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I think it was a botched robbery.
All right.
Come on, that's a tough one.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Can y'all move back to Maple? This engineering crap is killing me. I'll vote for number one.
Okay. That's the T-Box Echo.
Number one.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Danny.
Okay.
Wow.
Four for the Hardline, four for Danny, two for T-Box Echo. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Vaginal Flashbone.
Ah! That's three.
Hang up on yourself.
That's three.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Fox 4's Eager Beaver Storm.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I think it was a botched robbery.
All right, stop it. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I'd like to vote.
Yep.
I'd like to vote for the communication master, David Pope.
What the hell?
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-brake?
Hi, this is Harmon Killebrew, and I'm dead, so I can't vote. Thank you.
That I'm now insane.
What's wrong with people? Hello, this is Emergency Brake Central.
Harmon Killebrew called to say he couldn't vote.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, I'd like to vote for Mike Dewey's Effervescent Diarrhea Gumbo.
Gumbo?
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, America's favorite radio station.
Udmar, I'd like to get loosey-goosey with Mike Dewey.
Nobody's voting anymore.
I'm about to award this. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Die, 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 die. Fall in the pool, die.
And Danny wins the emergency break of the week. The Hardline Meltdown. Yes.
We're not going to listen to it.
Hardline Meltdown. No, we don't have time.
Okay.
All right, it's 8:30.